Mi'ila Perakei Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah continues the discussion that we started in Mishnah Aleph about the two types of Mi'ila. Mi'ila of Hano and Mi'ila of Pagam. Nene b'kechatzi pruto, u'pogam b'kechatzi pruto. We learned in the previous Perak, in the Perak that talks about Tzirufim, that's where we started the whole sugi of Tzirufim, that two maise Mi'ila, each with value of chatzi pruto, are mitzdarv, even la'achaz man oruch. Over here, he did two sort ma'isim, which shouldn't be mitzvah because they're two different things. We're talking about the marshal. Let's say somebody put on a beged shel hegdish, and he was nene, something that's estimated to have the value of a chatzi pruto. And then, what he did was also, while he was wearing it, there was a slight tear or a crease, something that devalued the chefetz, the beged that belongs to hegdish, also to the sum of a chatzi pruto. So it's a half a pruta of Hano and a half a pruta of Pagam. Or he was nene from a chefetz of Hegdish that's darkly pogam. He was only nene. So if it's darkly pogam, it's only Me'ilo when there's Pagam. And then he was pogam b'shove pruta b'dover acher. He was pogam the shove pruta of a different chefetz of Hegdish without nene. Harez aloy ma. They're not mitzdarf. Ad sheyehene b'shove pruto, v'yivkein b'shove pruto b'davar echod. The point is that this chefetz, akama that you need, hano and pagam, you need them in one maisa. The definition of the maisa ilo has hano with pagam. Again, on a davar shadar kelifkum, davar shein dav kelifkum, we learned the Mishnah Aleph, doesn't need pagam. This is the halacha of Ashteto on the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah continues. Ein moyel acha moyel b'mukdoshim. This is a new din. If somebody's moyel in a chefetz of Hegdish, he uses it, pigam, hano, they found that we discussed before. And then somebody else came and used that chefetz, the second one's not chayv. Why? This is, the Mishnah doesn't say it in those words. What happens is the chefetz automatically is yotzo. We discussed a mi'ila of hano slash pigam, and there's also a mi'ilo of yitzio l'dechulin, even without the chefetz having been actually used. It's just designated, it was misappropriated, to be used for non-hegdish purposes. Every chefetz that's nifkam oy nena mimenu automatically was already designated as being used l'chulin. And that's the mechayev of mi'ilo. So mi'ilo was kvayotza l'chulin. However, the Mishnah says that this klal, that a chefetz of Hegdish is yotza l'chulin, is by kotche bedekabayis, things that don't have kedusha zaguf. And moyel lach moyel b'mukdoshim elo, where it's a case where there is mi'ila after mi'ila, i.e. it's not yotza l'chulin, elo behemo klishoris. Behemo klishoris, which are mamish klishoris used in avodas hamikdash, have kedusha zaguf. Kedusha zaguf is enem yotzim l'chum lo'elo. Ketzah. Rochav al gabi behemo. A person rides on a behemo. We're talking about a korban, which is not now for its benefit, the benefit to Hegdish, the reshus that Hegdish has in there is not monetary. We're talking about a korban that's oimid, a behemoth that's oimid likorv. It's a behemoth tmimo. It's not oimid lepidiyah. It's not oimid for its value. It's oimid for its kedushas aguf to be hukar v'agabi ha-mizbeach. So Melo, on that behemoth, since it's a cheftz of a korban, u'bochaveru v'rochav, and somebody else rides on it, u'bochaveru v'rochav, all three, okay, the Mishnah says three, not only two. What's the chiddush in that? What's the difference between two and three? It doesn't seem to be more chiddush in one than the other. Then the Mishnah adds another case. The chiddush shouldn't be more of a chiddush either. Shosa b'koy shalzov, it's a klisharis. U'bochavei v'shosa, u'bochavei v'shosa. Again, three in a different case of a klisharis, not a behemo. Also, they're all moil. Tolash min achatos, he takes out a hair of a chatos. Let's say he wants to use it for a back scratcher. U'bochavei v'tolash, u'bochavei v'tolash, kulon mo'alu. So somehow there's a chiddush in each one of these cases. Rebbe Oimer, there's a klal over here. Kol shein loy pidyon, anything that's not oimid lepidyon, that means if somebody has kedush zaguf, l'chayr klisharos or behema, which is oimedes lihikor v'agabi ha-mizbeah. The aloch is yesh b'moyel lachamoyel. Now l'chayr Rebbe didn't add anything to the Tanakam, if anything is explaining the klal behind it. So you look at the Gemara, this is usually the case in such type of cases, where there's a klal, but it's not set as a klal, and it's also written Rebbe Oimer, which is normally a machloikis, a loshon of a machloikis. Oimer usually means that the Tana is arguing. So it means that the klal is the same klal with a slight difference. And over here the Gemara explains as follows. The Gemara explains that what the chilik between the Tanakhama and Rebbe is by a behemoth that was hugdashul l'korban, so at that point definitely there would be yesh moel akamoel, and then the behemoth was nasis balas mum, and lemaisa the behemoth was shechted without pidia. So it's oimid lepidyon, but it be'etzem it's an animal that's dead. It can't be pidyon because pidyon of a behemoth of hegdish is totally in hamod of avroch, as we've explained. The gzeis hakosev is asked to be alive. Once the animal is shechted, it's not oimid lepidyon. So right now, it's not oimid lepidyon. It's a little bit complicated because lemaisa, there's no pidyon, like we're saying, without hamod of avroch. So the Gemara explains over here that Rebbe and the Rabbanan are arguing about whether a behemoth that belonged to hegdish, that was a korban, it's not oimid lepidyon at all. Where's the meduber of being poida behema? Only by a behema that belongs to Beder Kabayis. That's where the gzeis hakosev hamod of arocha is. By a korban, by a behema that was a korban, doesn't have the din of hamod of arocha, and therefore it is oimid lepidyon. If it's oimid lepidyon, then it will have milach hamila because now it's for its value, and over there it's yotzal lechulin. That's the discussion. Now, inherent in Mishnah Aleph, we'll point out something else, is the end of Mishnah Aleph discussed kishehimeso kivishenena moal, it's not oimid lihipogem because the value of it is not relevant because there's no pedia. We said over there's no pedia because it could only be nifta when it has hamad of arocha. There's another gzeis hakosev at play also. With a dead animal, if an animal died, so it's a nevela, there's no pedia. Ein poidin loshen of Chazal's ein poidin kotchim lachilam leklovim. If that's the case, so then it's not oimid lepidyon at all. Over here, the behemoth was nishchato. It was nishchato shalokedin, by the way. It's a balmum. It was nishchato. It was supposed to be nifta first. So lemaisa was shechted. A behemoth shchuted is it could be mutter b'achila. You have to be poidit now. Can it be nifta? Yes. Why? Because it's a behemoth of kotchim. So Mel, there's a machloikus over here. It could be that you don't need a hamod of aroch, only on a behemoth of Beder Kabayis, not a behemoth of Kedushas Haguf. That's the Mishnah of it. It's a drop complicated. Let's add on something else, which is important in the fundamental principle. Rishonim have an arichus, this is already Tosis in common places, that Lamaisa, there's a braisa, it comes from a Tosefta, that says by a kardum, or riding on a chamor that belonged to Hegdish, that yesh milach hamila. It seems to be clearly a stereo tau mishnah that ein milach hamila ela bikli shoris u behema v'karbon levad. What do you do with that tesefta? So what they say is like this: the Rishonim limit this idea of that a meila is yotzel de chulin is when a person meant to misappropriate and use it as chulin, where he was b'shoigeg and he had no idea that he was using something of hegdish. So there we don't say this. Why? The idea that something is yotzel chulin is because the person taka misappropriated it. Besides for using it, what he did was he was taka designated lechulin. The gzeis hakosev is that it's yotzel lechulin and he has to pay for it. We'll see him yetzer shem. When a person didn't mean to use it, so there's a chiyuv meilo. There could be a chiyuv b'shoigeg. There is a chiyuv b'shoigeg. It's a chiyuv karbon. The chiyuv karen v'chaymish. However, to say that it's yotzel lechulin was never designated as chulin, therefore it doesn't have that halacha. This is the way the Rishonim on Yashiv is a very important limitation in place on this halacha of yitzir lidei chulin.